540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Shali Pittman. Wisconsin's federal lawmakers are divided on party lines over the Trump administration's actions in Venezuela this weekend. In public statements, Democrats said the raid and capture of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife was an unconstitutional act of war and unchecked use of military force. But Republicans in Congress characterized Maduro as a narco-terrorist, celebrating the precision of the mission. In a statement online, Congresswoman Gwen Moore of Milwaukee characterized the action as, quote, skirting Congress, unquote. And in downtown Milwaukee at Red Arrow Park, a coalition of protest groups gathered hours after the president's press conference from Mar-a-Lago on Saturday. They beat drums and held signs that read U.S. hands off Venezuela and say more protests are being planned. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Some of the fastest on ice were in Milwaukee over the weekend, hoping to skate their way to representing the U.S. in Milan next month at the Winter Olympic Games. The Pettit National Ice Center again hosted trials for long track speed skating, where Milwaukee's own Jordan Stolz, who holds the world record for the 1,000-meter, made a quick recovery from a fall in order to qualify next month. The Winter Olympic Games take place in Italy February 6th through the 22nd. With a new year, there are new rates for Milwaukee's parking meters. Downtown meters are going up by 50 cents an hour. Other meters will go up by half that at 25 cents an hour. The adjustment will take place in phases over the next 4 to 6 weeks, according to a bulletin from the 2nd District, which adds the increases will go to pay for increasing operating and maintenance costs. It's just days into the new year, but grim numbers are already here. Milwaukee has had its first homicides of 2026. Two separate shootings in northwestern Milwaukee yesterday afternoon have left two people dead. And unlike other major cities, the homicide rate in Milwaukee is going up. 142 people were killed in Milwaukee in 2025. That's according to data released from the MPD. That's more people gone than in 2024, but down from a record 215 people killed in 2022. Where is Brewers outfielder Yaxin Churio? He and other players were in Venezuela this weekend when the U.S. captured Nicolas Maduro and his wife on a strike on Saturday. That has the Brewers scrambling for the status of several players, including Churio, along with infielder Andrew Monasterio and catcher Jefferson Cairo. That's according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A recent state law pushed by Milwaukee leaders and enacted last fall let cities toughen their ordinances against reckless driving. The Milwaukee Common Council has already signed off on the ordinance cracking down, and now police in Racine want in. Under the old rules, officers can only impound a vehicle involved in reckless driving if the driver is the owner and already has a reckless driving conviction. But under the new rules, police could impound a vehicle right at the traffic stop, even if the driver isn't the owner. The changes were enacted in Milwaukee last fall. They could come soon to Racine. A proposal requested by Racine Police heads before the city's Public Safety and Licensing Commission soon. A new program lets adults test for sexually transmitted disease at home. The state health department is partnering with Simple Health Kit to offer at-home kits that test for chlamydia, gonorrhea, and trichomoniasis and give preliminary results for HIV and syphilis. The tests are free and don't require insurance. The Department of Health Services says the goal is to help people who don't live near a free testing site or who are hesitant to go in person. Wisconsin residents 18 and older can request free tests kits through the Simple Health Kit website. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Shali Pittman.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers losing to the Vikings 16-3. Clayton Tune struggled at quarterback, completing just 6 of 11 passes with no touchdowns, and says that Jordan Love spoke to the team after the loss.
Yeah, just move past this one and get our minds ready for the playoffs, and we have an opportunity to do something special. And so he was just kind of refocusing everyone's mind and getting everyone prepared mentally for, you know, what we have ahead of us.
The Packers head to Chicago this Saturday to play the Bears in the first round of the playoffs, kickoff at Soldier Field, 7 o'clock. College football. UW River Falls beat the defending champs North Central 24-14 to win their first ever Division III national championship. The game played last night at the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. NBA, the Bucks coast to a win over the Kings 115-98 to kick off their West Coast trip. Giannis with 37 points and 11 rebounds. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little patchy fog with some frost this morning, then mostly cloudy today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Could be a little light snow or some freezing drizzle. We'll drop to around 32 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy. Few showers with a high in the upper 30s to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.